This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani apologized Tuesday over massive power outages during a heat wave that have drawn widespread criticism and triggered street protests. Officials have blamed the blackouts on surging demand for power, along with low rainfall cutting hydroelectric output and illegal cryptocurrency mining farms accessing subsidized electricity. Rouhani said in remarks carried by state TV that people are right to complain. Angry residents gathered in several cities protesting the outages, which often did not follow blackout schedules announced by the state-run electricity companies, according to Iranian news outlets and posting on social media. Protesters claim the frequent power outages have caused many problems, including water cuts in apartments, spoilage of meat and poultry and other items in refrigerators, and damage to household appliances, according to the ISNA news agency. Britain's government is scrapping rules for self-isolation for those who are fully vaccinated next month. Currently, people who are notified they've come into close contact with someone who tested positive must enter self-isolation for 10 days. Britain's health secretary said Tuesday this rule no longer applies next month if they receive both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine. Those under 18 years old will no longer need to isolate unless they test positive, a change from school children needing to repeatedly isolate and miss school because of reported cases in their classes. The health secretary says those who have come into close contact with an infected person will instead be advised to take a test as soon as possible. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News.